The Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien. Prepared for radio in 13 episodes by Brian Sibley. With Ian Holm, Michael Horden, Robert Stevens, Peter Woodthorpe, and Jack May. Episode 7, adapted by Brian Sibley and Michael Bakewell, The King of the Golden Hall.
Aren't the Ents ever going to make up their minds? They've been talking for 3 days now.
I have an odd feeling about them, Pippin. I don't think they are quite as safe as they seem.
And I don't think they like being roused.
I wonder what that meant. It sounded as if they'd decided something.
Yes, but what?
To Isengard we come, with doom we come, with doom we come.
Boom, boom, here we come with a boom. Here we come at last. Come, Merry, come, Pippin, join the moot. We're off.
Where, Treebeard?
To reckon with Saruman at Isengard.
The Ents made up their minds rather quickly after all, didn't they?
Quickly? Yes, indeed. Quicker than I expected, Pippin. Indeed, I've not seen them roused like this for many an age.
What will you do to Isengard?
If we are not hewn down or destroyed by fire or blasts of sorcery, we will split Isengard into splinters and crack its walls to rubble. Of course, it is likely enough that we are going to our doom. The last march of the Ents. But if we stayed at home and did nothing, doom would find us anyway sooner or later. That is why we are marching now. Was not a hasty resolve. But now, at least, the last march of the Ents may be worth the song. Come to Isengard.
To Isengard!
As the Ents marched towards Isengard, Gandalf, Aragorn, Gimli and Legolas rode across the plains of Rohan. For hours they rode, through dusk and night and on again until the dawn. They came then to the wide windswept walls and the golden halls of Edoras.
Stay, strangers here unknown. It is the will of Theron King that none should enter his gates save those who are our friends.
Who speaks of Theoden's will?
I am the door ward of Theoden. Harmer is my name.
Well, Harmer, I am in haste, for I am Gandalf. I have returned. And behold, I bring back a horse, Shadowfax the Great, whom no other hand can tame. And here beside me is Aragorn, son of Arathorn, the heir of the kings of Gondor. Here also are Legolas the elf and Gimli the dwarf, our comrades. Go now, and say to your master that we are at his gates, and would have speech with him.
Strange names you give indeed, but I will report them, and learn my master's will.
After some time, Harmer returned, and bade the travellers follow him. The dark gates were swung open, and entering, they were led to the doors of Theoden's hall.
Here I must bid you lay aside your weapons.
I'll keep this knife and this bow and quiver well. For they come from the Golden Wood, and the Lady of Lothlorien gave them to me.
No man will touch them, I promise you.
I am less willing than friend Legolas here to put aside my weapon. For it is the sword Andúril, and I am Aragorn, son of Arathorn.
This is the house of Théoden, not of Aragorn. Lay your sword here if you would not fight alone against all the men in Edoras.
Not alone. The axe of Gimli says Aragorn would not fight alone.
Come, come, we are friends here, or should be. For the laughter of Mordor will be our only reward if we quarrel. My errand is pressing. Here, at least, is my sword, good man Harmer. Now let me pass. Come, Aragorn.
Very well. Here is Anduril, and here I set it.
Well, if it has Anduril to keep it company, my axe may rest here too, without shame.
There remains only your staff, Master Gandalf. Forgive me, but that too must be left at the doors.
Foolishness. Prudence is one thing, but discourtesy is another. I am old. If I may not lean on my stick as I go, then I will sit out here until it pleases Théoden to hobble out himself to speak to me.
The staff in the hand of a wizard may be more than a prop for age. Yet I believe you are friends and folk worthy of honor. You may go in.
Hail Théoden, son of Thengel.
Gandalf.
Greetings, Lady Eowyn.
Sir.
I have returned, Théoden. For behold, the storm comes, and now all friends should gather together, lest each singly be destroyed.
I greet you, and maybe you look for welcome. But truth to tell, your welcome is doubtful here, Master Gandalf. You have ever been a herald of woe. Troubles follow you like crows.
You speak justly, Lord. Send the wandering wizard hence.
Théoden, King, does this man still make the decisions which others believe to be the will of Théoden?
Grimnir is our counselor, and we will hear his counsel.
My lord, it is not 5 days since the bitter tidings came that Théodred, your son, had been slain. Éomer has proved unworthy of your trust. And even now we learn that the Dark Lord is stirring in the east. Such is the hour in which this wanderer chooses to return. Why indeed should we welcome you, Master Stormcrow? Ill news is an ill guest, they say.
In two ways a man may come with evil tidings, Grimnir Wormtongue. He may be a worker of evil, or he may be such as leaves well alone and comes only to bring aid in time of need.
What aid have you ever brought, Stormcrow? And what aid do you bring now? It was aid from us that you sought last time you were here. And in your insolence you took Shadowfax. But that, my lord, was sorely grieved.
It is as Grimnir says, Gandalf.
I return Shadowfax to you now, King Théoden.
Do you also bring men with you? And swords and spears? That I would call aid, for that is our present need. But who are these that follow at your tail? 3 ragged wanderers in grey, and you yourself, the most beggar-like of the 4.
Have the wise speak only of what they know, Grimnir, son of Galmod. A witless worm have you become. Therefore be silent and keep your forked tongue behind your teeth. I have not passed through fire and death to bandy crooked words with a serving man till the lightning falls.
Did I not counsel you, Lord, to forbid his staff? See now how he works enchantment with its aid.
Now, Théoden, son of Thengel, will you hearken to me? Not all is dark. Take courage, Lord of the Mark. For better help you will not find. No counsel have I to give those that despair. Yet counsel I could give and words I could speak to you. Will you hear them? They are not for all ears. I bid you come out before your doors and look abroad. Too long have you sat in shadows and trusted to twisted tales and crooked promptings.
I sit no longer.
My lord.
Leave him a while with me, lady. I will care for him.
Go, Erwin, sister daughter. The time for fear is past.
My lord, beware this trickery.
Silence, worm tongue! Open the doors! The Lord of the Mark comes forth! Now, Lord, look out upon your land. Breathe the free air again.
It is not so dark here.
No, nor does age lie so heavily on your shoulders as some would have you think. Cast away your stick. You have no need of any prop.
Ah. Dark have been my dreams of late. But I feel as one new awakened. I would now that you had come before, Gandalf, for I fear that already you have come too late. What is to be done?
Send first for Éomer. Do I not guess rightly that you hold him prisoner by counsel of Grímur Wormtongue?
It is true. He had rebelled against my commands and threatened death to Grímur in my hall.
A man may love you and yet not love Wormtongue or his counsels.
That may be. I will do as you ask. Call Hama to me.
You look east to Mordor, Théoden. Think you perhaps that way lies our despair?
Indeed, Gandalf. I do greatly fear it.
Verily it is so. But that way also lies our hope, though our doom hangs still upon a thread. And it is, I fear, the very merest thread.
And so it was, for Frodo and Sam were being led towards the Land of Shadow by a dangerous guide.
We must have some food, Sam.
It certainly makes you hungry, all this walking.
Are you hungry, Gollum? We have very little to share, but we will spare you what we can.
Yes, we are famishers and precious ears. What is it? What is it, hobbits eat? Have they got nice fishes?
No, we have no fish, only these wafers.
Oh. Is it crunchable? Is it tasty?
Here you are, Gollum.
Oh. Smeagol doesn't like the smell. Dust and ashes, he can't eat that. Nasty elves' food.
He must starve. Poor Smeagol must go.
Hobbit Smeagol doesn't mind. Smeagol has promised. He can't eat Hobbit's food. He will starve. Poor Smeagol.
I'm sorry, but I can't help you, I'm afraid. I think this food would do you good if only you would try, but perhaps you can't even try. Not yet, anyway.
Look here, Mr. Frodo. We both need sleep, but one of us must keep awake with that hungry villain nigh. Promise or no promise. So you get some sleep, and I'll call you when I can't keep my eyelids proper.
Perhaps you're right, Sam.
You numbskull, Sam Gamgee. A lot of help you are dozing off when you said you'd keep awake. Gollum, now where's he gone?
Not far, not far.
Here, what are you doing?
Smeagol is hungry. Be back soon.
Come back now. Hi, come back.
Is anything wrong, Sam? What's the time?
Oh, I don't know. It's after sundown, I reckon. And Gollum's gone off. Says he's hungry. Poor wretch. But I shouldn't have dropped off.
Oh, don't worry. There's no help for it. We're neither of us throttled, and he'll come back. You'll see. The promise will hold a while yet. And he won't leave his precious anyway.
About the food, Mr. Frodo. Well, how long is it going to take to do this job? And when it's done, what are we going to do then?
Oh, Samwise Gamgee, my dear hobbit. Indeed, Sam, my dearest hobbit. Friend of friends. I do not think we need give thought to that. What hope is there that we ever shall do the job, as you put it? And if we do, who knows what will come of that? I mean, if the One Ring goes into the fire and we're at hand. I ask you, Sam, are we ever likely to need bread again? I think not. No, if we can nurse our limbs to bring us to Mount Doom, that is all we can do.
Yeah, yes. Yes, that is all we can do. Now, where is that dratted creature?
Is it talking about us, Precious? What a nice, friendly hobbit it is to poor Smeagol.
I wonder what he found to eat.
Worms or beetles or something slimy out of holes.
Better now. Are we rested? Nice hobbits ready to go on.
Yes, Smeagol, but which way do we go?
There are many ways, but they all lead straight to him.
But Smeagol knows another way.
Don't we?
Which way?
Through the marshes, through the mists. Nice, thick mists. More difficult, not so quick, but better if we don't want him to see. Trust Smeagol. Trust him, and you may go a long way. Quite a long way before he catches you. Yes, perhaps. Follow Smeagol!